Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a really useful drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12. We'll make a simple ride groove, resample it into audio, and then cut it up like a breakbeat so it feels more alive, more syncopated, and way more played. This is a classic DNB move, and honestly, it's one of those techniques that can instantly make a loop feel more finished. A straight MIDI ride pattern can do the job, but once you print it to audio and start editing it like a break, you get those tiny variations, ghost hits, and pockets of space that give the groove personality. We're starting at 174 BPM, because that's a really safe, standard starting point for modern DNB. If you're new to the genre, get used to hearing that tempo. It's fast, but it still leaves room for the drums to breathe. First, create a MIDI track and load up a single ride sample. You can use drum rock or simpler. If you already have a clean ride you like, great. If not, grab one of Ableton's stock rides. The key is to find something with a clear attack and a medium tail. You don't want a ride that's too washy, because once you start slicing it, a long tail can make the edits messy. Now program a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it basic. The goal here is not to write the final loop. The goal is to create a source that we can resample and reshape. A beginner-friendly idea is to place the ride on off beats or use a syncopated pattern that supports the snare hits on 2 and 4. You could try a pattern like hits on 1.2, 1.4, 1.4.3, and 1.4.4 in the first bar, then repeat it in bar 2 with one small change. Maybe remove one hit, or move one hit slightly earlier. That little difference already starts making it feel less robotic, and that's important in DNB. The top-end rhythm is doing a lot of the emotional work. When the low end is controlled and the bass line is sparse, the ride groove can create urgency and momentum without crowding the mix. Before we resample, let's shape the ride a little. Put a few stock devices on the track. A good beginner chain is EQ8, saturator, and then either drum boss or a compressor. With EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz to clean out low junk. If the ride is too sharp, you can dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add a touch of saturator, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB of drive. After that, a little drum bus can help too, with drive kept low, maybe around 5 to 15%. If the ride is too spiky, a gentle compressor with a 2:1 ratio and a slower attack can keep the transient punchy without getting harsh. The idea here is not to fully mix the sound yet. We're just making it printable and giving it some character. If it sounds too clean at this stage, the resampled version can end up feeling flat later. Now for the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and record the 2-bar ride pattern. Let it play for at least 4 bars if you want some extra material to choose from. This is where the workflow changes. You're no longer thinking of this as a MIDI pattern. You're printing it as audio. That means you can edit it like a breakbeat, trim it, reorder it, duplicate parts of it, and make it feel much more human. If you want the groove to feel a little more performed before printing, adjust the MIDI velocities first. Let your main accents sit around 100 to 120 velocity, and keep the smaller hits around 60 to 90. That contrast makes the resampled audio more interesting. Once you've recorded it, find the best 2-bar section and consolidate it if needed. Now we're going to slice it like a break. Drag the audio clip into a new track, or right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, this is the easiest way to work. Use a slicing preset like Transient if the ride hits are clear, or 1/8 if the audio is a little smoother and less defined. Transient slicing is usually best when the hits are crisp, because Ableton can find the attack points and map them out cleanly. If the ride is a bit smeared, 1/8 or 1/16 can be safer. Now you've got a drum rack with individual slices on different pads, and this is where the breakbeat surgery starts. Keep the main pulse, but don't be afraid to move a hit earlier or later. Remove a hit to create space, or repeat a slice at the end of the phrase for a little fill. A great beginner strategy is to keep bar 1 mostly intact, then make bar 2 slightly different. For example, remove one hit before the snare, or add a quick slice right after it. You can also repeat a slice at the end of the 2-bar loop to build momentum into the next phrase. That's the whole vibe here. Not just looping the ride, but rebuilding it into a new rhythmic phrase. Now open the MIDI clip that Ableton created from the slicing and start editing the feel. This is where tiny changes matter a lot. Shift a few hits just a little earlier or later. Leave small gaps between slices. Shorten note lengths if a slice rings out too long. Lower the velocity on ghost-like hits so the loop breathes. Think like a drummer here. Not every hit should be equal. The main hits should be strong and consistent, while ghost hits can be 20 to 40% lower in velocity. If you want a more rolling D&B feel, keep things tight and repetitive. If you want something darker and more jungle influenced, add one or two extra low velocity slices per bar and let them answer the snare. And here's a teacher tip. Leave some silence on purpose. In drum and bass, empty space around the snare can make the whole loop hit harder. A lot of beginners try to fill every gap, but sometimes the hardest groove is the one that knows when to shut up. Now treat the loop like a proper drum layer. On the audio track or drum rack return, you can high pass it again around 250 to 400 Hz with EQ8. If it needs a little more air, add a small boost around 7 to 10 kHz. A bit of drum bus drive, somewhere around 5 to 20%, can help it feel more aggressive. If you want a more old-school jungle edge, a very light touch of redux can add grit. Keep the loop out of the sub-range. This is top-end movement, not low-end weight. If it gets too sharp, cut a little around 4 to 6 kHz, or lower the level with utility. If it feels too weak, layer it with another ride or hat, or duplicate it and process one copy brighter and one copy darker. Now let's make it move. Automation is huge in D&B. Try opening an auto filter slowly over time, or automate the dry/wet on a small reverb just before a transition. A subtle delay throw on the last hit of a phrase can work too. You can also automate drum bus drive up a little for the final two bars of a section, or push utility gain slightly into the drop and then return it to balance. Keep all of this subtle. In this style, we're not trying to create giant sweeping effects. We're trying to add tension and release in a controlled way. A little motion goes a long way. A good arrangement idea is to keep the ride loop dry in the first 8 bars, then start automating it from bar 9 to 16, strip it back in the breakdown, and bring it back stronger in the second drop with a few more slice edits. Then, once the loop feels good, blend it with the rest of the drums and bass. High pass the ride so it doesn't fight the low end. Make sure your bass stays monofocused and solid underneath. The ride should support the snare and bass line, not compete with them. A quick mixing check. Turn the loop down until you miss it, then bring it back up just enough that it adds excitement. If you can hear it clearly but the snare is losing impact, it's probably too loud. You want the ride to add propulsion, not clutter. If needed, you can also sidechain the ride a little to the kick or snare, or just automate the volume down slightly during the key drum hits. A few common beginner mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't use a ride that's too long and wash heavy. That makes slicing harder. Second, don't resample without basic cleanup first. High pass it and tame harsh peaks before printing. Third, don't slice too finely right away. Start with transient or 1/8 slicing before you get into tiny fragments. And finally, don't let the loop crowd the snare. The snare has to stay central in D&B. If you want to push this technique further, there are some great variations. You can make a darker copy underneath the main loop, low pass it around 6 to 8 kHz, and keep it quiet for depth. You can add tiny pitch shifts to a few slices, maybe down 1 to 3 semitones for heavier accents. You can also build a call and response feel by making bar 1 more open and bar 2 more active. Another great move is to build a 4-bar edit cycle. Keep bars 1 and 2 simple, add one extra hit in bar 3, then make bar 4 a little more dense or use a small fill that keeps the loop from sounding copied and pasted. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Build a simple 2-bar ride MIDI pattern, add EQ8 and saturator, resample it to audio, slice it with transient, rearrange 2 to 4 slices so bar 2 feels different from bar 1, and then add one automation move like an auto filter opening or a small drum bus lift. After that, loop it with a kick, snare, and a simple bass note and listen closely. Does the ride add energy without masking the snare? If yes, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Build a simple ride groove, print it as audio, slice it like a break, and use small edits to create movement. That's how you get a top loop that feels like it was surgically assembled for drum and bass. In D&B, this kind of detail is powerful. It adds urgency, depth, and variation without clogging the low end. And once you start thinking this way, you'll find yourself turning simple patterns into much more musical, much more professional-sounding drum parts. All right, that's the technique. Go make the groove bounce.